This is KERA News. I'm Miguel Perez. Last month, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents raided Load Trail, a trailer factory in the northeast Texas town of Sumner. They arrested 159 workers suspected of being undocumented. Now across Lamar County, their families wonder what happens next. Will their loved ones be deported? Will they have to go with them? KERA's Stella Chavez tells the story of one family.
Miguel Oliva Esquivel was outside at work when he heard a loud noise overhead. What's with the helicopter, he wondered.
En eso quedó porque tenía yo cuatro atrás de mí. Se muévase para adentro.
Four ICE agents were behind him. One of them told him, go inside. Esquivel, a welder, was one of 159 workers arrested at Load Trail that day. Most were sent to ICE detention centers in North Texas and Oklahoma. Esquivel was released after his family paid a $5,000 bond. Days after the arrest, Esquivel sits on a bench inside Iglesia Evangelica Philadelphia, a church in Paris, Texas. Some workers who were detained and their families have sought help at the church. Esquivel says he's worried about his wife and three adult children, especially his 26-year-old son with special needs.
Porque yo soy el que mantiene la casa, soy el que compra todo lo que es de mis hijos, la comida, pañales.
I'm the one who provides for the household, the one who buys everything for my children, the food, diapers, Esquivel says. The 62-year-old and his family came from Mexico City 21 years ago to escape gangs. They're undocumented. Two of their children have DACA status. That's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which allows undocumented children brought to the U.S. by a parent to stay and work. Saida Oliva, Esquivel's 28-year-old daughter, is heartbroken. Oliva's younger brother with special needs doesn't have DACA. If her dad's deported, her younger brother and mom will likely leave too.
We've been here most half of my life here, 21 years, all my family is. And to know that we don't have a chance, I mean, it's not our fault our parents brought us here. It was to have a better life.
The Mexican consulate has been helping families like Esquivel's. Francisco de la Torre, who leads the consulate in Dallas, says after the raid, his office deployed staff to interview workers sent to ICE detention facilities.
The Mexican government, we do not encourage Mexicans to come here without documents to look for work. But we have the moral and the legal obligation to protect their legal rights, to protect their human rights. With no disregard of the legal status they have human rights.
Since the immigration raid, Oliva says some immigrants in Paris and northeast Texas are afraid. Her parents ask her to run errands for them. De La Torre says he's heard similar stories.
The word is fear. Many people are in fear. Many people are thinking that ICE is still knocking doors there. We know that's not true. But people tend to believe what they hear in the streets.
Despite the raid, Miguel Oliva Esquivel has no regrets. He says he came to the U.S. for his children. He's scheduled to appear in immigration court in Dallas next week. His daughter is hopeful.
I know we did it. I guess our parents did something wrong, but they're not here to hurt anyone. They're just here to better our lives and have a better future.
Saida Oliva says she prays the judge who hears her dad's case is compassionate and lets him stay in the U.S. Stella Chavez, KERA News.